Nimm kurz Chat, Music und dann singen. This is working. Yeah. Metallica, man. Somebody brought them back. Yeah. Right? Metallica. Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. I gotta go make some breakfast. Cheese, egg, and bacon. I haven't eaten it. Just staring at it right now. So this morning I made some coffee. Usually pulling my ceramic coffee mug. But today I bought this coffee from a local coffee shop. And they put like extra. It's like regular. Looks like a regular solo cup, like a 2-cup, 16 ounce, but they put this, their logo stuff in there, and it's hefty, man. I'm trying to break that part apart, break the padding, extra padding apart. It can't, it looks like it's glued in. I'm like, okay, instead of, Starbucks and other coffee shop too. They put that little sleeve. So this is glued on sleeve. It's recyclable, I think. Looks like it. But like, man, this is hefty. I like this cup. Can I make one? Not a recycled stuff? Just, no. Maybe polyurethane it. So it would just stay as is. Like, how would I do that? I have to like go ask around. What do I spray? Just thin layer of polyester. Not polyester. Oh, polyurethane. I don't know. Maybe I'll do one. Then I'll bring it back to the coffee shop. Like, hey, look. Got a free cup from you. Maybe you should do that. I don't know. But anyway, that was it. That was the biggest thing that happened on Wednesday. The other things I realized that on July 4th, I put Studio Two Rocks Live - July 4ST. Forced. July 4th. We're celebrating July 4th. How about you? Like, no. What? Who? What planet are you from? Instead of coffee, I had like two. I had 4 cups. Basically. So I'm just drinking iced tea now. Yeah, that's a little too much. Too much coffee. And every time I put some almonds in my coffee, I actually don't need coffee for the rest of the day. So that's what almonds is. You can get them powder form, whatever form you want. All that. So it's Wednesday, so I'm just going to go through the news and stuff. Like, crazy. Like I usually do. Well, actually, there's something I need to redo. Nothing. I shouldn't say enjoy your freedoms, like cherish your freedom and celebrate. Because when you lose your freedom, any type, a foe or just piece of it, you're going to realize like, oh my God. I can't believe it. Like, I cannot do this anymore. I used to do this all the time.
This is great.
And there was a couple that happened to them in San Francisco where they parked their cars for like 30 something years. All of a sudden this city's like, no, we're gonna put $1,000 fine on you. It's my house. I can park wherever I want. But no. A city says no. You have to pay. What is up with that? Right? You lost the freedom. So why lose that just tiny bit of something? You just like, man, sucks. Are you gonna fight for it or are you just gonna sit back? Right. That's the issue. But imagine this country losing all the freedoms. I'm just sort of like doing it right now. You know, with this shooting and stuff, and just what's going on? No, there's some people can link the things together. And no, I read this stuff and I realize that too. Yeah, some weird stuff. I'm trying to confiscate your gun. It got to a point where I see that stuff like that, shootings. I'm like, okay, what else is happening? What's underneath? Where they? Are they doing something else that we should know? Maybe they're passing some kind of bill. Everybody's focus is on, oh, shooting. Well, meanwhile, in the back, I'm like, pass this. So I chant, do. Whether it's intentional or not intentional, I don't know. But it just made me realize that over the years, like, this thing happens sometimes. At the same time, there's something else happening. So I used to research that stuff, but now I'm just like, no, I don't need to know. Because I know that in the end, people are fed up. They will find a way to get their freedoms back. So it's, you know, Charlie's like, we want all of you to be slaves. It's like, no. I don't think so. If you try a lot, maybe in the beginning, you can. And towards the end, be like, no. There will be fault. Always. It's just nature. You press something down, push down something. It's going to come back, try to come back up. We'll ooze out inside, right? Just like cheese. I press down cheese, might melt a little bit, but then it was ooze out on the inside. It's like that. This is just nature, man. You can't change that. Universal. So these people getting roasted, vice president getting roasted, president getting roasted. Why aren't they? Why aren't they in jail? That is like, meh. What? Oh, here, Disney. This is the bad news from New York Post, but this picture, Dolphin Resort in Florida. Look at that thing. People who understand symbolism. It's a pyramid with an eye on top. Oh, I pointed to somebody else once, saying, do you see it? So it's like, look at your bill, dollar bill. What do you see? That eye. So, yeah, I know. What's that on top? Oh, the window looks like eye. Oh. It's like, hey, man, Disney, man. There's some weird stuff happening in that resort. And when you go in, you have to give you a thumbprint. So they got you. Sort of. If you use your thumb on any of your digital device with the wherever those things, fingerprint, lock, unlock. Yeah, don't use your thumb anymore. If you went to Disney, switch finger. Do some of the weird stuff. Put extra security codes and stuff. I don't know. If if you're paranoid. Like that. Well, I never did it. I just did it by, because I worked on user experience stuff, user interface in the past. I was just like, what makes sense? Well, I'm doing something. This phone on my hand, why do I need this finger over there? It's not going to work. I need two hands to operate this thing. So maybe it should be this finger here, right, instead of the other one. Like, what's the most comfortable spot for this, right? So there's a Muscle Beach thing, whatever, and there's, of course, the Highland Park. I don't know. I'm not gonna look into it. There's other people. There's no automated system for this. No, kids like playing video. I mean, just the other day, just testing graphics, like what I do in PUBG. Like everybody's shooting, I'm trying to find a motocross or a motorcycle and start just driving like crazy, jump mountains. It's like, I don't want to shoot anymore because everyone's just cheating half the time. So one of the teams bought in, I guess, on a mic or something, and their kid. It's a little baby. He's like, hi! Hi! I'm like, what the hell? Man. Then I actually met some that was playing, and they use the mics. I don't. Like, I say talk is cheap. They were like, ooh. Like, well, I don't care. But the thing is, they're kids playing. Not saying that kids playing is good, bad, or something. I don't know. I think they shouldn't be exposed to this when an early age, right? Pardon me. I still got the weird thing. I don't know what it is. To clear my throat with iced tea. So the kids, right? That should be parents. That should fall into parents. Like, my kids probably shouldn't have this, right? Shouldn't be doing this. Shouldn't do all the other stuff. Like, should say the Highland Park parents. You know what I mean? It's just, there's some weirdness with their parents too. So just, hey, no, you have a parent. You're a parent. You know your kids. There's something issue. You find out. No guns. I'm sorry, kids. I mean, how many times have I heard that story where the kids somehow got into the parents' gun cabinet or something, just playing around with it, like pretending he got shot so many times. So there's that point, like, what do you do? They're gonna do this. If you call them, like, okay, well, I'm gonna teach you gun safety at your age, right? Would that be more responsible than to say, hey, look, no, not nothing. We gotta really lock this thing up and you can't get into it at all. Yeah, but like one, it's like the same thing with the games. Like you can do parental stuff. And I have done this before. If I give, have something used, I give to somebody. It's like make sure you go through, or make sure they go through that portion of the device. It's like you can put parental locking on this, because this is a great tool, but they cannot use it overnight. You know, they cannot go not fall asleep. They need to go asleep. They cannot hide behind the sheets and still playing till the morning. No, you can't do that. Parental control. So yeah. I'm how many parents I met did that? Yeah. And never had this thing. Like countless parents do that. It's like, well, we take away the free. No, you gotta set a standard. Right? Just watching TV when we're kids. Like, good, guys cannot watch TV with them. Okay. Only 2 hours. Okay. To get out and go ride your bike or something the rest of the day. So, okay, yeah. There's no discipline, right? You gotta get the kids some discipline. You can't just let them run free. Yeah, that's not automatic. We have issues. Kids have issues. We have more kids have issues because parents didn't go through that. Because they say, oh, check this out, it's a new device. Only the tech people knew. Only the people who made this stuff knew. Like, okay, we got a limit. Now, of course, some really good parents be like, oh, you got a limit on this stuff. Right? But then there... No, that number is high, but just a few that are having trouble with the kid. I don't know what's wrong with my kids. I don't know why they do. They're like this. They're the adults know that, and they're just sad. And well, hey, blue screen. Get that off. Get the blue screen off. Get that mentality where I'm gonna be a YouTube star. Get that off. Get that out of their brains. It's like, do something first, and if we see you have the talent for it, okay, you go for it. We'll put some support, but if we see there's no progress, are we gonna switch you back? Or B, you have to go out, get a part-time job, and support yourself with this project you want to do. But we sort of have to go back to the old ways. You know, that's how I was taught. It's like, why we can't afford this? Okay. When I was like a part-time job and pay for everything else. It's like, right. Crazy, right? It just... Crazy. Craziness. Let me see. I'm just scrolling through all this stuff. This is nuts. The world's nuts. Well, I don't know. It's nuts. I'm just saying it because I'm saying it. What's going on with these little stories? I don't know. Seems like it's just picture of Pelosi. Unprecedented trailer hints at unreal access to Trump's, but who cares? Nielsen's like, Florida people should move there. Like, I would if you were out. If Nielsen gets out, goes out and free the whole side of the country and start finding out who is working with communist China, to kick them out or put them in a restrictive something. It's like, hey, you guys are bottlenecking our freedom here. Get out. Don't want you here. Yeah, I'll go back to California. But right now, no. It's terrible. I wouldn't want to go there. If somebody pay me, I wouldn't want to go there. It's terrible. It's just a mess. Homeless. It's like, fix that. Fix that first. They never did. Never did. I fixed a tiny bit. So, oh, look, well, we did this. Then it just never continued. And that's what I heard. For years and years, people lived there. Yeah, then they sort of solved it a little bit, and then didn't go well afterwards. It's not completely solved. So, know what the issue is? Appreciation of work. Rewards. Doing something and getting rewarded for it. Not just like, oh, I'm doing the easy stuff. No. Naturally, like, working really hard and get rewarded. And be like, wow, I learned something. I think that's a lot of kids don't get learned. They don't learn that. Like, some of the newer kids. And the parents is like, whoa. Government should be like, no, the school should be no. You don't rely on that, man. You rely on you. And I feel bad because a lot of families have both parents working. Like, how do you help the kids? Well, where do they learn stuff from who? It's got to a point that now you're trying to, like, hey, you gotta do this and that. And they just start crying. Or they just like, no, I don't want, no. It's like, why? Why no? It's like, I just want to play my video games, watch my YouTube. Pretend maybe I'll be a YouTube star and people notice me. Maybe I'll get some money from government. So, like, what? Oh, like, yo, no. That's not cool. So you mean the rest of us pay taxes, pay for you, right? We say that and they go start crying. It's terrible. Terrible way to live, but then whose fault is it? I mean, you can say like apps, phones, all these social things, social media stuff. Oh, this video, that video. But it really comes down to the parents. It really is. And so say, oh, this is really cool. TikTok. I want to be on it. No, say, hey, find out what's going on behind there. There's something, some issues. It's like, stop. It's like, kid, hey, kid, you can do this, but you cannot do that. You cannot do the other stuff. Yeah, always have to keep, I know, especially with tech, like where we are, how we got here. Like how incredible it is, you know. the techs. Tech. All these tech. How do you, you know, how do you say, how do you get around it? Right. The only way to, you learn it and put limits. It's like, but now it's more than one limit. Kids don't like it. I was like, hey, you can't be soft on them. It's like, hey, you don't like it, then don't have it. It's your choice. It's two choice. You want to have this device. This is the rules. These are the rules. And you don't have rules. You don't want rules. Well, then you can't have this. It's almost like the wall. No, it's a bad example, but the wall, like, okay, no, the pudding and the meat, like, but it's sort of like, man, you sort of have to do that. Walk them through until they're, you notice their intelligence catch up. They're like, oh, they can limit themselves on certain things. They know what's good, what's ethically good, ethically bad, right? For their present themselves. They'd be like, okay, then we can sort of release it. You know, I'm kind of glad that internet came in when I was in college. So there's a difference because I already know like some weird stuff happening since the beginning. It was pretty, I mean, in the beginning it was friendly, but there's some weird stuff. But at the age, Rory, you already know what's wrong and what's right. You know. Usually you know it in high school. Like my time, yeah. You would know what to start. Like what's good, what's bad. No, morally. And you will guide yourself. You will guard yourself. You put limits to yourself. It's like, okay, well, if I can't do that, then if I do too much of this, maybe I shouldn't go too far. They don't teach that in schools anymore. Not one. Say, oh, your parents. Oh, so that. And I have to agree with like some people who do some of these research and realize the government want to control your kids. Like, now I'm seeing it like, wow, maybe that was the thing. Then the whole, you could, depends on how you see it. I don't see it as a left and right thing. Socialist could be anything, just socialist. People say, oh, it's far left. It's like, no, they're right people. Right side too, no socialist. You just kind of connect them together. Those guys are the ones who want to control everything. If they control the narrative, the history and everything, they control everything. That means parents need to go away. The kids, they will teach them things through these media stuff. Rewrite everything, rewrite history, redo everything. Then got everybody under control. Then, hey, we can do whatever you want. It's like, you're going to get $1. I'm going to get $1,000. We made $1 million. Yeah. You get $1. You guys get $1. You know, people like, normal people now, what are you talking about? $1 million, it's 10 of us, we should split. Say, like, no, I'm the one who lead. So, but you're not smart, I don't care. I'm the one who lead. I get that, I get majority of the cash, you only get $1. That's all they want. And these people were leading. Oh, now I have all this money. What am I going to do? Maybe I should just pull it there. Maybe I'll put on the wall as a wallpaper. Yeah, why not? Then people come in my house and be like, oh my God, what is this $100? $1,000 bills? They've been seeing the $1 million bill. Send the ones. But imagine, just, you know, say, oh, look at me. You know, that's how they are. They just kind of mindless. I'm thinking it's like mindless. My kids can have it where I want. My kid's gonna get the, I'm looking at the Novatec Ferrari SF90 Strato. Coupe. We call it coupe in US, but in Europe, it's coupe. Let you know, Italians, that's coupe too. Yeah. Yo, my kids. Hey, my kids deserve this. But they do know how to drive a supercar. I don't care. They're 18. They can wear whatever they want. So you get seen so many videos with these rich kids drive Ferraris. I do not turn when doing turn. Do not meddle to the pedal in first or second gear. On the turn, you're gonna hit it. You're gonna hit something, and the car is ruined. I've seen so many videos. I haven't heard like Ferrari have that thing where they it's like if you get this car limited series, we need to know you can't drive this thing. Either you have to come to our facility, we watch you or teach you how to drive this thing. Or we'll not release. I heard about that. I don't know if it's a Ferrari or it's a Lamborghini. I don't know. One of those. It's like, we only made 10 of these. And it's specific type of buyer. It's for them. You're not qualified, you cannot drive. It's like, ooh. Right. But that, you know, even with that, whether, I don't know which car maker, but that's a limit, right? That's almost like the car maker's the parent. You know? And the buyer, the rich buyer that didn't know how to drive is the kid. It's like, you gotta put a limit on some of this stuff. Not everything's free. You know, there's no free money. When people say, oh, free money. No, it's coming out of somebody's pocket. Or they print it extra. And look what happened when they print the extra. Inflation. Right. And it's the funny part is like, oh, well, we print extra money. We thought that it would actually help the whole planet. With central bank planet, we can help say, oh, because but we thought wrong. Like, how many years? There's a document, even their central bank document says do not print extra money for, because even the people who are in it said that we shouldn't print extra money, it would cause inflation. And they play dumb. Like, who do you think we are? Right? Where's the parent of them? There isn't. They're number one, right? On top. It's nuts. It creates noise, it creates news, and they put this there. Then they swing people on left and swing people right, and then just playing. For them, it's just a poker table. Sure. Several trillion here. Yeah. I mean, like a roulette almost. Poker would be like, hit me. Raise it several billion. The cards, each card will be the countries, whatever states or companies. They're playing games. It's like one of those, it's very devastating if done incorrectly, right? And what do they care? They don't care. Think they care about you. So why would you let them, like your kids, or yourself, or family, get cash on them? Well, they can't help you. Or believe in them, say, oh yeah, they're gonna help. Like, no, they're not gonna help you. You're a plunder. Even though there's some programs and stuff, but the program itself will plunder kids, young adults, and adults, and everybody. Anybody who say, oh yeah, I need that. Instead of like, I'm gonna work out my issues, and I'm gonna find a way so I can be productive. Not just for society, but for me. For me, right? I'm gonna be productive because I want to. It's me. I want to advance. I want to learn how to be. Learn the working hard and then the reward system. That's why I want to be. That's the way it should be. Should follow it. You work yourself out. Not everybody can, but it just majority of people can. Okay, let's see. We go to the website now. Zero Hedge. San Diego loses 20% of its police force. Yikes. Yeah, I think I want to live there. They're going to rent that, man. People over there are going to shoot each other on the streets. Like, no thanks. New York? I won't want to live in New York anymore. Craziness. This is the best. I saw this. But this is actually sponsored. Well, sponsored content. A Dr. Seuss inspired mug draws backlash from liberals. Says, you guys are racist. Dr. Seuss are racist. Oh, and that's your answer. Like, wow, holy cow. You cannot have a good comeback, and you know you're wrong. But instead of saying, yeah, oh, no, you're right. Apologize. Maybe you're right. Maybe Brandon is have serious issues. It's very obvious. Instead of that, it's like, you're right. Like, whoa. That's your answer to everything. Well, okay. Now how to get back to them? You're a racist. When they say you're a racist, you say you're the racist. How about that? You're the racist. Why? It's like, well, you call me racist, so you are the racist. Go like completely reverse psychology on them. I see what happened. And they go nuts. They go start circling around. They people stop in front of you, like they're gonna block you. What the hell? They go crazy because their brain cannot process, so they try to find something to resolve the issue because your brain chemicals trying to straighten out the illogical. Too logical, it can't, because illogical is illogical. You just can't go through. You know, way old days, we just like, it's illogical. Let it go. Hey, have a drink. Kill the brain cells. It just, oh boy. Captured. That's the word. That's the key word. Captured. These people are captured. You can get out of it, but that's on a personal level. I can't teach anybody about that. The only way to have an actual physical switch, maybe. Know why I said that? I'm thinking, if it's true with this mRNA thing, with self assembling mRNA stuff, it's everybody now. Could that thing be activated? Change the form? Change the structure? By frequencies? Turning on and off? So when they say reset, the global reset, could it be a reset? I'm talking about just the flick a switch on some kind of frequency broadcast throughout the whole planet and just reset everybody. The one day you wake up, like whoa. Hey, I feel like I'm stoned. Could it be like that? I don't know. When they say reset, maybe it is. That's the reset. Hope not. You know, somebody's sitting behind a desk going, oh, reset. Click on that. And, look at the people. What are they doing? Oh. Let's push the next button. It's called re. Click re. That would be funny. I mean, it wouldn't be really, no, it wouldn't be funny, but I think so. Jeez. Vladimir Zelenko, the guy who innovated mRNA, dies of cancer at 48. Interesting. I saw this. I'm just looking at the title. I'm just like, oh, interesting. Very obvious stuff. How Chinese military is buying American AI chips. Well, NVIDIA, where's the plant? It's in China. Who uses NVIDIA AI chips? US. Do. You want to make it here? We can make it here. They can still get their hands on it. Their stuff. So what's the deal? So it's a theater. It's always been a theater. It's always been. Much like conversation. I was listening to conversation with my uncle Yeah, there's some family visiting and daughter's visiting Taiwan. So, but husband's still in Shanghai working. So what's going on with the lockdowns down there? Where people still working? Are they not working? Like what? And there's still shipping stuff here. There's tariffs, but it's like it's still always still sort of like working towards the it's odd. There are a lot of things happening. Just it doesn't make sense to me. Illogical. I need a drink. Kill that brings out. No, I don't. Can't do that. I just observe it and I'm like, what's going on? See an article with a picture with John Kerry with the. Oh, the Carl Schwab. The world, I could not back foreign. That guy. And wasn't there a picture there who wears like a grandmaster or something? That's Illuminati stuff, isn't it? It's weird. Like, why are these people into? But then, of course, the other side will do the other things. I got a letter from someone. Do you want to be a Jehovah? What? Jehovah Witness. Okay. I'm like, then I thought about, hey, they could put poison stuff on the paper. Whatever. I took my loop and I look at the letters, handwritten, looks like, but it could be, the font looks handwritten, but it's too precise. So I'm thinking, okay, they probably did something with the font or something. Why are you sending me this? How many times like they come through? It's like, yeah, I know crisis consciousness, I know Buddha consciousness. It's pretty much pretty similar because all the old religions based off is on this one thing about the universe. Just like each side took a piece of it and made it say, it's mine. It's mine. You're gonna listen. It's mine. Give me money. Right? There are those. So if you understand religion, if you want to understand religion as itself, as is, you should read everything, including the bad stuff. Then you can come to a conclusion. Like, hey, I think this is what it is. Seems like half of them, more than half of it is story. It's a story about the past. It's like a history book. How can a history book become a religion? Don't you just stuck into that type of thinking? Wow. I think the universe is bigger than that. What? Every time I said that to someone, and they it was nice to meet you, bye. Maybe we can talk later. Like, no, you're not coming back. I don't think so. There's a bigger picture of all of this, including what I just said throughout the podcast, all of this, everything, websites, technology, non-technology, the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich haven't eaten yet. It's cold enough to go heat it up. iced tea I'm having, the coffee I'm having. There's much more than that. You can become an expert just talking, right? Knowing the facts, but you gotta dig into the facts. Guess I know people can talk about coffee. Oh, this is the brand. Do you ever have coffee before? It's like, oh, I can't drink that stuff. Actually, people like that. How do you become an expert? Like, how do you know what flavors? But if you don't taste it, how do you know? Right? And that's what happened with the data-driven world we're in. And should we be more responsible, or should we just let them free? You know, I think with kids, no, you gotta inform them. You gotta put some limits on, but when they're adults, yeah. You do whatever you want, but when you get in trouble, yeah, guess what? You're gonna suffer the consequences. You're gonna own it. That's the part that was not taught, and now we have issues with these craziness. People come out to you, I'm non-binary. Oh, so you're not a robot? That's my answer. Robot? What do you mean? Like, what you say, non-binary? Binary are robots, zeros and ones. And they just, walk away. Bye. See ya. Where the hell did that came from? Right? Shooter in court. So they got this guy in court. What about the other guy in Boston? Some weird stuff happened. What the other shooters? Where's David Hogg? He did that thing on stage. Whatever's underneath, it's more complex. So I'll just leave that to everybody. And I'm gonna post and stuff. Just stare at boobs and butts. Why? Because that, I like that better than Brad Pitt's defense face blinders. Oh yeah, he has that. I have the other one. Not the face blinders. I'm the name blinders. I'm like, what's your name again? I just can't put you. I know who you are, but what's your name? Wait, let me go through the alphabet, then I'll remember. Yeah, I'm gonna go through that stuff. Yeah, boobs, but except Pelosi's. Oh, no, gross. Oh. Oh, here's an article with Metallica. Beyond Sight over Master of Puppet scene in Stranger Things. Yeah. Metallica, yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna go through the oh my god, somebody has nice butt. Bikini bottoms. Whoa. That's on the post. So those tragedy, something, maybe politics or something. The boobs. Boobs. Even the picture of the model sniper. She got hit. Brazilian bombshell who joined Ukraine force, and she got hit with a missile strike. It's a picture of her with like crazy eyes. boobs. Even that has boobs. Whew. This is nuts. I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. Anyway, I need to go finish my sandwich. So, have a lovely hump day of July 6th, 2022. Have a great day. See the world with open eyes. That's what you should be doing. Be open about that. And don't, when somebody says something you don't like, just, okay. Can let that go. Instead of just, yeah, just don't get bothered with that wee stuff. Just chill. So what? There's a song by Metallica called So What? Yeah. That's what it is. There you go. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.